There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So this article, report from Central Arizona Project has invested $1 million to research cloud seeding, where basically they're making artificial clouds in a way to end the drought in Arizona. You thought California was having an issue. We got Arizona, we got Nevada, there's Utah. I mean, the drought is affecting all of us. It just hasn't made the media headlines like California has because of the bill and the mandate that the California governor made. So the process involves seeding clouds over the Rockies with silver iodide. All right? So what does this silver iodide do? Okay, so here's the thing. When it comes to drought and water, okay, so I live in Nevada. Okay, from what I understand, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, okay, it's not so much the rainfall that we may particularly get in Las Vegas, Nevada, or in San Bernardino. It's not particularly the rainfall, but what matters to us is the snowpack that hits the Rockies, because, or even Sierra Nevada. But I think the Rockies for us, because it drains into the Colorado. The Colorado needs to be as full as it can, and if the Colorado gets most of its, you know, obvious, you know, water from Colorado up in the Rockies, we need to make sure we have as much of a snowpack as we can. Now, we don't really have that kind of control, even though ever since the 40s, they've been talking about trying to manipulate weather. I think we've been trying to manipulate weather for centuries with rain dances and things like that, but scientifically to manipulate the weather. So when you have a drought in Arizona or in California or in Nevada, etc., we look to Colorado. Not because they have marijuana, okay? We look to them because of the Rockies. So anyway, they say this process of cloud seeding was first proposed back in the 1940s at the General Electric Labs in Schenectady, New York. Two decades later, the Central Arizona Project and the Salt River Project invested in research to try making it a reality. Now, they said it hasn't been able to take, it hasn't been taken off the table as a potential tool as they work their way through the drought now and in the future, according to Nancy Sellover, Arizona State climatologist, told Becky Brisley at Cronkite News. I guess since 2007, the project has put about $1 million towards research that's happening in other states to increase the water supply in the Colorado River system. So, basically, it works on the premise, according to Daily Mail, that rainfall takes place when super-cooled droplets of water form ice crystals. As a result, they become too heavy to remain suspended in the air, and they fall, many times melting on their way down to form rain. Water in the air, even in dry areas, can be transformed into ice crystals. By seeding the atmosphere with chemicals such as silver iodide or dry ice. So they basically create rain by inducing nucleation. This is a process where water in the air condenses around the particles, crystallizes to form ice. Here's the only problem. Okay, you're trying to spray this up in there. Are we going to have silver residue? So they're worried about silver building up in river basins, as well as legal uncertainties over who then will get the additional water. So if they're spraying this in Colorado, who gets it? Arizona, Nevada, California. Arizona could say, wait a second, Nevada, they aren't even, you know, working on the whole water issue. This was our idea. We get more of the water. Because that's a big deal, how we split up the water coming from the Colorado. They said, compared to other alternatives like desalinating seawater, cloud seeding may be cheaper. Believe it or not, that would be cheaper. The desalination process is a very expensive process. In a recent Wyoming weather modification pilot project, the technology resulted in an increase of seasonal snow water accumulations of 5 to 15%. All right. But Ms. Sellover, the state climatologist, said the trickiest part of cloud seeding is measuring whether an area got more rainfall. Now, again, increasing the snowpack, if there's a way to do that, increasing that is going to help. But again, do we want the silver residue? So this is interesting. Now, an article out of the Sacramento Bee says that California water use will never be the same. So, you know, the message that Governor Jerry Brown gave out saying, look, you know, we are now going to be mandating, you know, restriction of water by 25%. None of us really think that's going to be temporary. All right. California has 39 million residents and they're being pushed to cut usage this summer. I don't know what exactly this is going to eventually entail. Is it going to limit pools being built? Is it going to start changing landscaping? Like where we live, a lot of the grass, or where we used to live, a lot of the grass was ripped out and gravel was put in. So less water would be used. So a lot of the green and grass that, beautified our landscapes and our neighborhoods were taken out. In fact, in my house now, we have just a little, we don't have a big backyard. We have just a little patch area. We just put the AstroTurf in. As much as I'd love grass and I'd love to make, you know, trees and plants, et cetera, we just put the AstroTurf. Less water usage. So a lot of us have been going to that, the desert landscaping. I'm not a fan of desert landscaping. Being from California, you know, I love trees and water, et cetera, but I understand. Many of you have, you know, kind of already been starting to make some changes. I can't believe the water we waste from, you know, before. Okay, remember, I was born in California. We grew up in Arizona. When my mom would wash dishes, she would have one bin that she would wash the dishes in. She would do a quick rinse, shut the water off, and then hand dry. We didn't use dishwashers. It saved on energy. I don't even know if we had a dishwasher. I think we had to wash it because we didn't even have choice to do a dishwasher. A couple of the places we lived had a dishwasher, but for the most part, we didn't. Now, I notice when my kids wash dishes, I'm like, okay, you're washing dishes. That faucet is on for an hour. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You shut the faucet off. So there's a lot of things we could do. When we come back, we're going to talk about little quick ways on how to conserve water. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember a couple years ago, people were talking about the Dust Bowl and how around the Great Depression, we were dealing with the Dust Bowl in the 30s. After the Great Depression, we're dealing with the Dust Bowl. And I don't think history is repeating itself, but it sure could come close. And when we talk about one state starting to do, you know, water mandates, etc., other states as well could, and how they could ensure that we cut back on the water is increasing the cost of water. You'll see water prices will go up. And the last thing we need in the economy that we're in right now is anything going up. And so for those of us that have, unfortunately, the last 30-some years developed some real bad habits that I have to admit, my parents really taught me to conserve water and food, right? And I think I started to get a little bit lax once I didn't have to pay for the water bill because water was included, right, in my apartment. I remember the first time I get into an apartment, and I had to pay my own power bill, et cetera, but water was included. So I'm like, well, if water is free, I'm going to take a bath. I used to never take a bath because of all the water it would use. But the water's free, so I want to start taking baths. So, once you have to start paying for it again, though, bath is out the window. Really quickly, some things that they recommend, according to EarthEasy.com, there's different ways you could conserve water in the home. You got to check for faucets, pipes, and leaks. They say a small drip from a worn faucet washer could waste 20 gallons of water per day. Larger leaks can waste hundreds of gallons. If you can't figure out where you're having a leak or a leaky pipe, I would probably say invest in having a plumber go and take a peek. All right, because again, you are going to be taking this, getting this money taken out of your water bill. They say don't use the toilet as an ashtray or a waste basket. You know, I'll see that. Like the cats will throw up. All right, and so I'll see one of my family members use the toilet paper to pick up some of the throw up, and then they'll throw it in the toilet and flush. Don't do that. Leave the toilet for what goes into the toilet. Trash could go into the trash. Okay, you don't need to be putting cat vomit into the toilet. Another thing is, remember, one is yellow, let it mellow. One is brown, flush it down. Even though I think urine could stink, and I don't recommend any stagnation, all right, if you're the type of person like me that has to empty my bladder twice in 15 minutes, maybe I could do that all in one flush. But usually, no. At this point, nobody's really, really recommending that we leave stagnant sewage yet. But they are recommending to check your toilets for leaks, okay? Sometimes the toilet could be leaking, and you don't realize that that's got to get fixed. They also said to check your water meter, etc. Install water-saving shower heads and low-flow faucet aerators. There's a certain converters and things like that you could do. This was interesting. They said put plastic bottles or float boosters in your toilet tank. Now, you know how there's that weight and how the water, as the water rises in the toilet, it weights down and then it stops filling up. They say take two plastic bottles and use that or fill them up with sand or pebbles. Take two plastic bottles, fill them up. Fill the bottles with water, screw the lids on, put them in your toilet tank safely away from the operating mechanisms, or you buy an inexpensive tank bank or float booster. They say that can actually save 10 or more gallons of water a day. Make sure that at least 3 gallons of water remain in the tank so it'll still flush properly. If there's not enough water to get a proper flush, then hold the lever. You also have to be careful of holding the lever down too low. They say two flushings at 1.4 gallons is worse than a single 2.0 gallon flush. So flush, the toilet good. If you're having flush problems, again, get that looked at. But that's interesting where you kind of weigh down the floater thing. Yeah, I kind of know what they're talking about. I guess I have to see a YouTube video. Insulate your water pipes if you can. Take shorter showers. I've done that since the drought restrictions because I love sitting in the shower and I will shower as long as the song goes on. Uptown Funk is about, I think, about three and a half minutes, and I'll usually sing that a couple times. In fact, I like to re-sing a couple of the parts. I've stopped that. Now what I do is I take my shower, I get out of the shower, and then I sing my Uptown Funk. Rinse your razor in the sink. You don't need to have the water running while you're doing that. Dishwasher and clothes. Do it only for full loads. You know, my kids will do that. They'll put a shirt in and go, Mom, wash the shirt. You know, I'm like, no. You know, we're going to wait till we have a full load. But that's the only shirt I want to wear. It's my favorite shirt. Now, another thing I like is we bought a washer that has speed wash, where the washing cycle is only 20 minutes. Now, I don't know if that causes more water to be used, but my guess is it's less. And so the speed wash mechanism is pretty cool. Also, what I like to do during the summer is teach you guys how to save money on your electric bills. And so there's little tips and tricks that I like to give you on how to save money, you know, on your dryer, on power, etc. But another thing with the dryer is anything you could just hand dry and not use a dryer for, do. I mean, that's how we always used to do it, you know. If we didn't want to go downstairs to the apartment complex and dry, we would just bring our wet clothes up and would dry because we don't want our underwear out there, you know. Scary stuff. They say keep a bottle of drinking water in the fridge. Running tap water to cool it off for drinking water is wasteful. What you do is you get your drinking water, put it in the fridge, as long as it's a safe bottle, and then you could, you know, cool it down. Plant drought-resistant lawns, shrubs, and plants. A lot of our plants are desert plants, so they'll last. Yeah, they're not the best looking. You know, personally, I would love pine and more of an aspen meadow type of thing in my backyard. Instead, we have a couple shrubs, desert shrubs. At least we're saving water. Don't water your gutter. If you're trying to water, if you're trying to clean out, like, the porch, don't use water to do it like a lot of people do. Use a broom, a dustpan like we used to. Don't deep soak your lawn, those kinds of things. When you do water, when I grew up in Arizona, we had to water only certain times a day. And it had to be only, like in the mornings, you couldn't water at peak times, which makes sense. Water when it's cooler, then it gets absorbed, then the plants get the water, they do what they need to, and you aren't having as much evaporation. A lot of us, when we wash our car, when I had to do it as a kid, we had to bring a bucket out, we had to take the bucket, soapy sponge, clean it off, then we had to go get the hose, do a quick spritz of it, and then immediately shut off the water. And because again, water costs money, so that's the way to do it. But to sit there and have the hose and it just running in the driveway, like I see a lot of you guys, don't do that. All right, so that's water conservation. Any way we could save is going to help, and it, you'll also notice it in your pocket, too. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. They say being underweight in midlife actually can increase your risk of dementia later in life, according to a new study. Those of you who are underweight right now, being middle-aged, have an increased risk of developing dementia. Yet people who have a little bit more, you know, plump, seem to have some protection. According to research conducted by researchers from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and the Oxon Epidemiology Group on 2 million people in the UK, the results show that people who are had a 39% greater risk of developing dementia than those who had a healthy weight. Now, we don't really see a lot of underweight individuals on average in America. You'll definitely see that in other parts of the world, but there are people underweight. My problem is if I have a 50-year-old who is underweight, I start looking for cancer, depression, anxiety, something, alcoholism. You know, that's what I start to look for. So I'm wondering if the average person, and we're talking underweight, we're not talking healthy weight. We want you all to be healthy weight. But if you're a 6-foot man weighing 140, that's underweight. And I would be a little bit more concerned about something else that could be going on. Now, some of you have always been slim and slender. But if this slenderness is news for you, that's concerning. Now, that doesn't mean to go and get obese, okay? We would rather you be healthy weight, but underweight by no means is the best thing for you. Excuse me, there was a study out where men who are marathon runners appear to be more desired. There's something about, I haven't looked at that one yet, but apparently men who, I guess, run seems to be, some of the top choice for women. You know what? I think runners have great bodies and great builds. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, personally, I kind of like the weightlifter type. Okay, don't go away. We're back. We have a gentleman who injected so much silicone into his penis that he got it about 8-9 pounds, but now he can't have sex. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, Micha Stuns. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Micha Stuns. Decided to enhance his penis with several silicone injections. It is 9 inches long, 3.5 inches wide, and weighs up to 9.5 pounds. He says, and now it makes him uncomfortable. And I guess I think he's also having trouble having sex, you think? He says, I can't say exactly how much it weighs, I just know that my kitchen scale, which shows up to 6.6 pounds, hasn't been enough for a while. He lives in Berlin. He said he had his penis permanently enlarged in this way because it makes him feel more beautiful. Oh, not because it makes him feel more beautiful, but because it makes him feel better. The silicone implants provide absolutely no physical pleasure, and he says it actually makes sex more difficult for him, but sex is not impossible. He cannot get a normal erection, and any increase in size is not visible because of all the silicone. But he says because this giant penis now restricts his sex life, it has caused him to be more creative in the bedroom. He says after you reach a certain size, you can't do certain things anymore. He says, at least not with everyone and not without some foreplay. But there are other things you can do with it. You just have to free yourself from established roles and ideas about sex and be ready to play. I guess the reason why his interest in changing this came about is somebody gave him a penis pump as a present. This was, I guess, 20 years ago. He said, it was a way, I was way too curious not to try it out. First, I tried it secretly for myself. And then I thought it was a good feeling. It was great, etc. I the silicone implants, apparently he had four procedures to do this. He also had it injected into his scrotum. Dr. Aref El Sawif, a urologist in Berlin, carries out penis enlargement, warns that an injection of silicone into the penis could lead to an infection that could leave it mutilated. I'm worried a lot, not only about infection also, but thrombosis, lack of blood flow to certain areas. The urologist says in worst cases, it could lead to an enlarged artery in the scrotum and the testicles die. Yeah, see, that's what I was saying. I'm more worried about there being a blood flow issue and an infarction of the penis. In fact, the 2012 study in the urology annals, we conclude that penile enhancement procedures with liquid silicone by non-medical personnel could result in devastating consequences. Yeah, I don't know if he went to a urologist for this. It just doesn't make sense. Mr. Sons accepts his advice and agrees that others thinking about doing that should probably wait till they're fully informed. But penis modification has been around for a while. They say back in history, sadhus, holy men of India, and male Colomek tribe in Peru use weights to increase their penile lengths. They say males, according to Mail Online, of the Dayak tribe in Borneo resorted to self-mutilation by forming holes on their penises and then sticking decorative items through them for their partner's pleasure. I'd like to know what items, all right? I mean, like a fish hook? No, thank you. Brazilians of the Topinama tribe allowed poisonous snakes to bite their penises in order to enlarge them. They say men in some areas of Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand, and Malaysia have a long history of inserting or implanting various objects inside their penises. Several documented papers have described how the bigger the better mantra. You got to be very, very careful. I mean, there's a lot of culture of self-mutilating, and that's not always the case. Years ago on my show, we discussed a study that looked at, what women want. And too large was not what women wanted. In fact, medium size won. Okay? And it's usually the size that you're given. Okay? It fits. It conforms. Kind of the Cinderella theory. It has to be just right. Can't be too big. Can't be too little. Has to be just right. Now, there are people that do want enhancement. Okay? They may have been born with hypospadias. Well, not hypospadias, but microphallus or some sort of condition where their penis didn't grow. And so there are procedures that could be done, cosmetic changes, etc. But if you are, if you developed normally, I would really reconsider doing anything to change that. Because I'm looking at a picture of him right now. It's frightening how long it's huge. It's to me, it's scary. Okay? I'd probably run if I saw that as a potential partner. Speaking of people running, Ebola, we are being told, is still an emergency in West Africa. Just because it hasn't been in the news for a while doesn't mean Ebola is over. Now, thank God new cases are falling, but they're still getting new cases. In its fifth meeting since the epidemic started more than 15 months ago, an expert committee was absolutely firm that the disease still represents what the agency calls a public health emergency of international concern, or PHEIC. The committee said the virus is still moving across borders in the region. Cases continue to appear among people not known to be associated with previous cases, and Ebola cases and deaths are still occurring in communities. All right? True. The American that was being treated has been released, from what I understand, healthy, so that's good. We had another aid worker that we brought back to the States, I believe, to Bethesda to be treated. From what we understand, that person has been released. But we still have three countries at the center of the epidemic, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. All right? What I would suggest is, although, wait a second, okay, they are saying some of the countries are reporting no new cases, we still have people infected. So I would suggest right now, just because it's not in the news, make sure if you are concerned, especially if you're traveling, okay, to still search, talk to local health departments, etc. Because what doesn't get in the news doesn't mean isn't happening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me see here. This has been concerning me. I'm really getting sick and tired of hearing these phones blow up in people's faces. And I guess a 12-year-old boy has, I guess, part of his face blown off from his mobile phone. And it exploded while charging. He said the phone felt hot and then blew up in his hand. He sustained injuries to his hand, leg, and knee. And unfortunately, his jawbone was exposed. They think the battery was the most likely cause of the blast. Now, he lives in central China, but we've heard of cases here in the U.S. where phones have blown up. The majority of the cases occur where they're being charged at the time of use. So I would suggest if you are going to use your phone, then unplug it first. The phone felt hot. And then it suddenly exploded. He said, all I could see were my hands covered with blood and blood dripping from my face. He used a towel to stop the blood and wash his hands under the tap water and then called the ambulance. That's some pretty scary stuff. Poor kid. You see him all kind of, injured. And he had a 4-centimeter injury to his face that exposed part of his jawbone. So we don't know what is going on. We don't know if it's a damaged battery that could be in these phones, a short circuit, maybe improper charging. A lot of us, we buy chargers, and we think the chargers are proper accessories, and they're not. I'm looking at one of my chargers right now. Every now and then, my phone says improper accessory. But I'm like, but it said iPhone charger. So if it said iPhone charger, how do I know? Now, I'm not saying we have to boycott anything from a certain country, but I would probably suggest that you use manufactured, it stinks because they're more expensive, but manufactured appropriate accessories, and do not use a phone while it's being charged. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the world's first cloned camel is pregnant. I completely forgot that back in 2009, I guess we cloned a camel. Or I guess a camel, cloned a camel was born. And the camel was called, or is called, Inzas, which means achievement. The camel was cloned from ovarian cells and born by a surrogate mother. Inzas is now 6 years old and has conceived naturally and is expected to give birth later this year. I don't know. I mean, I don't see the, I see the little baby that was born. And I guess they're very, very excited. Is it Inzas or Inzas? I've seen two different spellings. And so they're very excited that a little calf camel. By the way, camels are so cute. Little calf camels are so cute because they try to look, you know, big and tall like their mamas. And they can't. And they don't have the big hump yet. But they're really, really cute. Not sure why they decided to do that. The calf was created from cells harvested from the ovary of an adult camel. The cells were then planted into the egg of a surrogate mother. And Inzas was confirmed as genetically identical to the camel the cells were taken from, according to the United Arab Emirates. Hence, clone. The world's though first mammal was cloned 19 years ago. That was Dolly the sheep. Born in Edinburgh using DNA from an adult cell, unfortunately, Dolly was put down in 2003 after being diagnosed with lung disease. But the scientists have been cloning mice and cows and pigs and dogs and IRS agents and whatnot. So we've been definitely not slowing down on the cloning. So interesting stuff. Again, not sure what it's supposed to do, but at least we have a cloned calf that's able to reproduce. Excuse me, I apologize. I apologize. Anyway, we are very, very saddened to hear that there have been two deaths now confirmed from tornadoes that hit Illinois. Rescue crews are now sifting through blocks of splintered homes. Residents are trying to pick up the pieces from their lives this morning after at least two tornadoes tore through north central Illinois last night, flattening a farming town and leaving at least two people dead. Fairdale, a town of 150 just south of Rockford, was unfortunately most devastated by the storm. All 71 buildings sustained some damage. 17 homes were knocked off their foundations, according to Kirkland Community Fire Chief Chad Connell. Unfortunately, Geraldine Schultz, 67 years old, was killed in her home on Main Street. She was found in the upstairs of her home after the storms hit. She was removed from the home by family members. A second death was found as well during the house search. At least 11 other people have been taken to hospitals. Unfortunately, Fairdale did not have a siren system, but we were told of tornado warnings earlier that day. So hopefully, if they had television or cell phone, etc., we are hoping that the residents heard. Unfortunately, when you hear one was upstairs in her house, you wonder if she had received any of the warning. Officials had asked residents to stay away until the area was deemed safe. Firefighters from three or four area departments have already done most of or some of the searches. They don't think they're going to find any more survivors, unfortunately. So right now, they're trying to account for any of the family members or residents. You know, when it comes to tornadoes, apparently the area is still on tornado watch. This one touched down last night at 7:15 p.m. It was very, very powerful, but very slow moving. As you watch pictures of it, you start to see there was like a truck that just tipped over. I mean, it didn't even appear he was in the vicinity, but the winds were that bad that the truck just spilled over. There is still tornado watch from what we understand. They're not expecting it to be as bad as yesterday. So how to be prepared? Well, you know, you need to stay tuned to local radio, TV station, AM radio especially seems to have a better signal than some of the FMs. Whatever you could do to stay tuned, television, etc. A lot of times electricity blows, so make sure you have your generators, etc. Usually the tornado warning is issued when a tornado funnel is sighted or indicated by weather radar. There'll also be thunderstorm warnings and watches as well. So make sure you have a tornado emergency plan. Make sure you know a second way to exit from each room or area. So if there's only one door and you have a window, know how you could leave, like, you know, rope, ladders, things like that. Make sure everybody understands what the siren warning system is if you have such a one in your area. Not sure why that small city did not have a siren warning system. Know where your first aid kit is. I'd suggest you have multiple. Make sure you have extra fire extinguishers. Make sure you also mark where the utility switches are or valves so you can turn them off in an emergency so you don't have sparks, etc. You need to teach your family how to use fire extinguishers, first aid. Make sure there's flashlights in every room, okay, on walls, etc., where you could find them. And make sure your kids know what to do and what a tornado is, etc. People with special needs are obviously going to have obstacles, and you need to make sure that you have them included in your plan. When you do have unfortunately, when you see this, the devastation that you see with tornadoes, and you see the house completely devastated and things blown away, people's important papers, social security cards, vaccine records, things like that, banking information, that stuff gets blown away. So you want to make sure that you have that in a safety bag that you could keep on your person, like your medications, things that you would need in an emergency. All right, those are things that you, that if in case your home is completely destroyed by fire, water, tornado, you at least have telephone numbers of neighbors, property manager, identification numbers of your vehicles, bank, things like that. All right, so you know, we heard that some people that were driving around during the tornado, they had to pull over to one of the restaurants to go into their shelter, and unfortunately that there was a collapse of the building that they ran into, but they knew where to go. They knew, you know, to find shelter. So you always want to go to low level ground, all right? Ideally, you want to take shelter if you can. You want to go to the lowest area of the house. If there's a basement, in Vegas we don't have a lot of basements out here, but you want to pick a place where you want to avoid glass. Anywhere there's a window, you want to be away from that. You want to be in the interior part of the basement, not by the window. If there's no basement, go to an inside room without windows on the lowest floor. A lot of people hide in a closet. No windows, etc. You got to be careful and get under some sort of protection because the splinters can stab you as well. Try to cover your body with a blanket, sleeping bag, mattress. You got to protect your head. You want to avoid heavy objects that could fall or smash into you. In a mobile home, do not be in your mobile home. You have to get out. If you're on the road, all right, you do not want to be in a motor vehicle because the cars get turned around. Do not try to outrun a tornado, okay? If you do see a tornado and you don't see a place you could go in and hide, you stop your vehicle. Do not get under your vehicle, though. They say, this is according to the CDC, if you're outdoors, get away from the trees, protect your head with an object or your arm, with buildings, etc. You got to be careful because a lot of times the roof structure may not be supported as well. Many times, if you're in a long span building, you got to stay away from the windows, get to the lowest level, of course. Office buildings, etc. Stay away from glass, doorways, lowest floor, etc. So, you know, scary, scary stuff that's happened. And now we're dealing with the aftermath of it and the injuries. So you want to make sure you are not a victim. If you want to help others, you want to make sure you're not a victim yourself. Be very careful because there could be loose power lines, etc. You want to make sure you're listening to emergency information. You want to know if there's going to be any other tornadoes on the way. You want to make sure you've got sturdy shoes or boots. So if you are going to be facing debris, you can at least walk around it, not get hurt by the glass, etc. All right. Sending prayers to those affected by the tornado. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call